Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grantmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. New episode dropping this week, yo. And joining me is the wonderful and amazing Ronnie Karam of the Rose Freaks Bachelor's podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hello.
Hello. So today we are going to be recapping Below Deck. And the reason why I mentioned that is, well, aside from the fact that it's the top of the show and you should know what we're talking about, but like a lot of Below Deck people live in Southern Florida. And hey, you know what's so funny? We're going to Florida this week. We have shows in Tampa and in Fort Lauderdale. Tampa, we are doing the New Jersey premiere. It should be amazing. Totally great. I'm so excited. You have to be there. And then Fort Lauderdale, we're going to be doing Dallas, which we have been having so much fun doing Dallas as our live shows. It's just, it's great. So we don't want you to miss that. Go get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. And you know what's funny? It is Tuesday, and Tuesdays are when we announce our new shows. And you know, we've been to West Palm Beach. We're going to Tampa, Florida. We're going to Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Ronnie, why don't we just add Orlando to the mix, shall we?
Oh, girl, I love Orlando. I just got stuck in that airport last week, and it changed my life.
That is right. We are going to Orlando. It's going to be on April 3rd. You guys know the drill. The pre-sale is actually already started today. Tickets go on sale to the public on Friday, so always make sure to get your tickets while you can. And but wait, there's more. One of our best shows or show weekends that we ever had was when we went to Charleston, South Carolina. So we're going back. We're going to go to Charleston the very next day.
That's going to be so fun.
4th. Yeah. If you missed out on the Charleston one last time because those tickets sold out in literally a minute, now's your chance. We're going back to Charleston April 4th. And on top of that, in March 20th, we're going to Vancouver, British Columbia. So we had a lot of fun going up there when we were up there for the Just for Laughs Festival. The point is this, there's lots of super fun shows. So we got two shows in Florida and Southern Florida, or Southern-ish Florida this week, and then we'll be back for Orlando in April. And then here is the rest of what's going on. If you didn't get tickets to Crappens Con, don't worry, we're performing also. Come see us in Indianapolis and in Chicago. Actually, Chicago may be pretty much sold out, but come see us. That's going to be next weekend. And then after that, we have two shows in New York, which are both sold out. Thank you, guys. St. Louis, Philadelphia, still tickets available to The Late Show. Our late shows are the crazy ones. Denver, Seattle, the Golden Crappies, Detroit, Columbus, Ohio, two shows in Austin, Houston, Hoover, Alabama, which is the Birmingham area, New Orleans, that's going to be amazing, Kansas City area, Omaha, and Salt Lake City. So much fun. Go to watchcrabbins.com and, you know, your life will just be that much better, won't it? I hope it will.
Well, I'd like to thank whoever invented the mute button on microphones, because I just downed a salad while you did that opening. Like a pro. I mean, I downed that fucker. It sounded like I was like running through the forest. It was like
Ronnie's having his salad days. What sort of salad was it?
It was a salmon like Mexican salsa salad from Sweet Greens, which I just love.
Well, you know, I have been yearning for a salad because I was in Thailand for the last week, and it's recommended to not get leafy greens because of water situations. And the only reason why I mention that is to segue into Below Deck, which is also in Thailand as we speak.
Yep, they're in Thailand, and there's a lot of people barfing for, you know, many reasons.
I have to say, I want to pat myself on the back, or at least in the gastrointestinal tract, because I survived Thailand with no problems. I made it through, and I had fun stuff too. So, there you go.
Did anybody else get massive stomach issues?
The only issue was our friend Jenny, who was with me. She actually got a heat stroke in Bangkok because it's like 1,000 degrees. But no one that I know. I think like one person had like an afternoon of unpleasantness, but we did great. we did so well.
Wow, that's really good. Congrats.
I'm shocked. I was really scared. The first day, I was so conservative with everything. I was like, because I, of course, made the mistake of reading an article about like how to eat food in Thailand and not get sick. And it's like, first, if you notice anyone who like wipes their nose, you probably want to stay away from that food stall. And if this person does that, stay away from that. And be aware of condiments. It's like all these things. So I was just totally paranoid. And I was like staring at every stall for like 10 minutes, inspecting it before I would like maybe consider eating something. And then I was like, you know what? You have to live a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to just sit on this toilet seat in this public place. You know?
Oh, Lord.
Party it up over there.
I will tell more details about the Thailand vacation probably on a future bonus episode, and you can talk about what fun stuff that happened in Mexico. But for now, we'll talk about Thailand vis-a-vis Below Deck, which opens up with, actually, appropriately to what we're discussing, Abby puking all over the place. Because if you remember from last week, she partied too hard in Phuket and then wound up puking and saying, like, sorry, I'm just not going to be available to work at 9 a.m., which is a pretty bold thing to text at.
Yeah, and her thing is, you know, we've all had to go to work when we're barfing, and it's not fun. But yeah. I just like how she phrased it, because she's like, I don't know if I'll be on time because I need a toilet nearby. Babe, you're in an ocean. Like, yeah. You're American and you're in an ocean. America treats the ocean like it's a toilet. So just
your job is literally cleaning surfaces. If there's an accident, like you are literally equipped to clean up your own accidents.
You're literally holding a mop if you're at work. Okay, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I just had something had a flashback to Below Deck Med this season.
I literally heard your brain go click. Like you just, it was like flick, 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 like an old Rolodex on your dad's desk, you know, it's like.
It's like a carousel started playing. I was basically having that like famous scene from Mad Men, like the carousel. It's not just a carousel, it's your life. But yeah, that one dude, remember he went and he puked right off the rail, and then he actually puked on a cameraman. But the point is this, people puke on those decks all the time, so puke away, just clean it up.
Yeah, they're built to puke on.
Puke ready.
Yeah. So Ashton's mad at her, you know. He's like, let's be honest, I'm a bon brule, be able to take control. So he's really mad. And then they just keep cutting to Abby as he talks about how mad he is. And she's just like sitting in bed looking at her tiny little porthole. It's like Orange is the New Black, you know. It's just like she's a solitary, just sitting there drinking her water sadly.
Yeah. And Ashton's just getting so mad. And meanwhile, down in the galley, Kate is trying to gossip with Courtney a little bit, because also that night before when they were all drinking, Courtney and Brian was like flirting with Courtney some more. And so Kate's like, Courtney, did I notice last night that you and Brian kind of, you know, and she sort of makes us look like we're into each other. She's like, are you maybe open to that? And Courtney's like, no. Why would I ever? Kate's like, really? Yeah, like, he has a good body, but, like, I care more about a good personality. Like, on the seafood rating, he's, like, maybe, like, a small saucer, not a tower, if you know what I'm saying.
And I'm not buying this from Courtney at all. Yeah, I really care about a guy's personality. Okay, really? Do you? Then go date an ugly person. I'd love to see that. But you're not going to. You're going to date the hot guy with gym selfies. Okay, so stop it's trying true. To act like all, you're so I mean, fancy and you're so intellectual about it. You're not. You're just playing harder to get than yeah. most of us.
Wait, I have to tell a Courtney thing. So this is it's another Thailand thing, but it ties into this. So when I was in Thailand, I was at a restaurant and this like giant prehistoric lizard walked by. It was like the size of a dog. It was crazy, and so I put it on Instagram and I was like, "What is this?" And Courtney from this show actually wrote to me and she goes, it's like a iguana. And I just was like, I just imagine, I mean, it just said, all she said was, it's a iguana. But I just imagine her looking at me like, he doesn't even know what a iguana is. She was really sweet, actually. But I just love the idea that she was getting mad about a iguana.
It's a iguana.
Yeah, it's like a iguana. Maybe look it up.
An iguana or a guana?
Goana.
I don't know what that is.
Like,
I have a lot to learn. Type,
well, because of course,
in general.
There's this whole like genre of lizards called monitor lizards, which are huge, and they apparently
monitor
are everywhere.
Lizards. How about you monitor. Stop staring at me, okay, government? It's like a little Alexa inside of a lizard that's just listening to everything you do.
I know what a boring name for a lizard, like monitor lizards.
Yeah,
monitors.
I'm sorry. Like, do you have a
do
cousin
have a
named Hall Pass? Yeah. Bathroom
do you have
key.
A pass to walk in this jungle?
Yeah.
Excuse me. But last time I checked, you should be in class, sir. So you can walk back the other way, Mr. Tiger.
Yeah, that's right. This time is for bathroom key lizard. Okay. So.
But the thing is that so the monitor lizards are just like apparently everywhere, which I did not know until. Saw one and goannas are a type of monitor lizard that are also in Australia. So hey about that. It was
well,
like below deck med for lizards.
Wow, what an education. So Courtney's
you should
like
look it up.
No. I've no, already so, learned. Should, I've learned
no,
enough.
If you saw the video, you'd be like, what the fuck? It was crazy. It was like a it
was I come from
Jurassic
I come
Park.
From the desert, Ben. I'm a desert child. I've seen many lizards as big as dogs. Okay.
I'm sending you the goanna video now. Just the goanna walking in the water. I'm sending it to you. I don't care.
Okay, are you texting it or are you sending it my emails?
I'm going to text it to you.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm staring at my text.
Wait,
now.
hold on. Everyone, I know this is...
Stop
just, everyone,
the world.
We're all gonna, stop the world.
Stop the
we're
world.
Stopping everything. Okay, where's the goanna? Oh, there it is. Okay, here, I'm sending it. And now the goanna has been sent.
Okay. Come on, internet. I'm waiting
goanna,
for the goanna.
It's a big goanna time. So while you're waiting for it to come through, goanna, I think the reason why it's called goannas is because one theory is I think that like people thought they were iguanas, and so it sounded like they were saying iguana, but it became goanna or something like that.
Well, I was just asking because I used to work at the Iguana Grill. Okay, it changed my life.
Is that in Florida?
No, it's in Austin. When I lived in Austin a long time ago, I used to work at my uncle's restaurant, the Iguana Grill on Lakeway Lake.
Sexy, unique iguana.
My uncle would just walk around dressed in pink with like a little iguana on his arm. Okay, so let's see. So Courtney's like, yeah, I'm totally overlooking his body. I'm really into people's personality. And then they cut to her trying to iron, and she's like, oh my God, this iron isn't even on.
She goes, I honestly don't even know if this is on. Like, it's not on at all. As if, like, the iron chose not to be on. Like, are you even going to try, Mr. Iron?
It's just such a good edit. It's like, I really care about a person's character, and I don't know how to use an iron. So, judge it.
So, Abby is still, like, coughing in her room and doing, like, a disgusting, phlegmy cough and, like, applying face cream and stuff. And so she, like, comes out of her room, and people are basically like, you should apologize to Ashton. She's like, ugh, really? So she sees Ashton, and she goes, hey, I'm so sorry. I got up at 8:30 and then I like threw up and I was like, I need a half an hour.
Yeah.
It's just not what you tell your boss.
Yeah, it's not. But, you know, Ashton's like, but I was just trying to fuck you last night. So it's like a different kind of professionalism over on this boat. So yeah. Ashton's like, well, everybody gather around. Now, listen, I've been pretty lenient with you. And if you can't keep up with anyone else when you're drinking, that's when you need to manage yourself and say, listen, now's the time to go to bed with my boss on a bunny bed. Right? I want professionalism. Only professionalism on my bed.
There's a time for bunny bed, and there's a time for getting wasted. And if you're going to not show up because you got wasted, that's unacceptable. But if you're not going to show up because you slept with me in a bunny pad, that's understandable.
Yes. And she's like, well, he's got a point giving me scolding, but rules... she's like, rules in general are not my forte. Sailboat person. I'm a sailboat person. Yeah, sailboats. Yeah.
Also, keep in mind that she was going to go into law. Like, what? Now, I mean, thankfully, it didn't work out. Because yeah. I don't think she'd be a very good lawyer, given that she just said rules are not my forte.
Yeah, she wouldn't be. She'd be that. She'd always have that judge. She's like, ma'am, you are about to be held in contempt of court.
But she would. Well, if you look at her, she does look like a TV lawyer, though, right? I can totally see her in like a little business suit, like walking like into the courtroom. And then the judge says that, like, one more word out of you, Miss Lawyer, and we're going to throw you in contempt of court jail. And she would just look flummoxed, and then in the next scene, she's, like, complaining to her coworkers about how hard it, like, she just wants to do good in this world. And then she'll have, like, a scene where she's with someone, like, on death row, and she's, like, believes in them and needs to get them off. Like, I can see her being that.
She could be in that new lawyer show. My parents watch it. That's the only reason I know what it is. These damn lawyer shows. Don't leave me alone when I go over there. It's like Fox News, lawyer shows, and doctor shows. So one of the new lawyer shows is, like, do-gooder lawyers. They're like, we're taking down a corporation, brah.
And all so, rise?
Yes, it's like some do-gooder show, and she could do that. She'd be like, listen, here's what I'm saying. Those corporations kill people with smoking. I'm exhausted. I'm taking a nap because I'm from a sailboat. So, recess. I request a recess.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I know that our court date was for 9 a.m., but I was puking, and I just needed another half hour, and I know you might be thinking I'm very unprofessional, but to be fair, I thought I was appearing on night court. Not a CBS procedural, so.
I have to just say, I feel like we've been robbed of a really good storyline, because this is Kate, one of Kate's lines. So I just got to Kate, and she goes,
Kate Crew, the davit repairman's here.
Yes. Like, I needed
more about that davit repairman. I thought it was going to be like a huge story, and then they're just like, we fixed it. The end.
I know. Because of last week, it was like, it's a long, slow, expensive, hypnotic, exotic, erratic repair. It's like, whoa. And then this week, like, okay, it's fixed.
Kevin Ashton, preference sheet meeting. God damn it! All right, welcome to cruise number three. Dinner cruise number three. Ronnie's going to be singing Proud Mary. Here he comes up. Ronnie, put your dish down. God damn it, you're a singing waiter. All right, put it down.
Our next primary guest does not have a name, so I'm going to pull two words out of a hat, and we'll say that that's her name. Okay, and her name is McCall Sink. McCall Sink.
Okay, A, you should not go on a boat if your last name is Sink.
No.
That's just bad luck. And B, you know this is going to be a basic B because her name is McCall. That's like the most boring magazine anyone in my family ever subscribed to.
I just like that you truly cannot tell which is the first name or the last name. Like, am I reading it correctly? Like, is like, I'm like, well, it seems like McCall is her first name, but then Sink isn't really a last name, but then Sink as a first name is even stranger.
McCall Sink. And it sounds like one of those names that could be made up, but then you're like, why? Like, why would you?
I was like, is she just a brand? Like, Kohler? Like, oh, like, here's Lady Kohler and her friend McCall Sink.
Yeah, you better get a McCall Sink. So she moved to Boston a couple of years ago. I don't know why that's on your list of things to know about yourself. Nobody cares. Who cares?
Well, it's good that Captain Lee is saying that to warn everyone. He's like, so what? If you see a bunch of people who are drunk who start yelling, Yankees suck, now you know why. Now you know why.
Yeah, moved to Boston a couple years ago. Also, she's single, addicted to chartering boats, and she's bringing a group of girlfriends.
Did McCall fill this out herself? I feel like everyone else's preference sheet is like, I like beer and I hate fish or whatever. And yeah. Hers is like, well, she likes long sunsets. Not necessarily walking, but she loves sunsetting.
Loves sand beneath her toes, but not in her house. All right? McCall Sink.
She hates leaving dishes in the Joanna. Oh, I see what happened here. She put sink for the last name of Joanna for sink. That's all. It's a clerical error.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Kate's like, God, I'm kind of relieved it's an all-girl trip. All they do is sleep. Kate's new thing is she just wants people to sleep on every charter. That's all she cares
about. She's
just
going to drug them. It's going to be like Mommy, Dead, and Dearest, like head stew department. Like, she's just going to slowly drug everyone just that way they don't need anything.
It's like the most innocent Mommy, Dead, and Dearest ever, where she just keeps putting her child down for a nap.
I'm telling you, I would truly make a great charter guest for Kate because I rarely want to do anything active. Especially on vacation. Like, I have no interest in the slide. The jet ski, don't want to go on it. No interest. Maybe that trapezoidal, it's like there's a hexagon thing that they put out every night. Like,
no,
you
wouldn't do that stuff, but you'd definitely be the one who's like, oh my God, they're going to take us on a Tinder into the city. And then, you'd have people walking you around the city and
stuff.
I would
be the one that would have people, like, holding up those giant, like they each one is holding two picking chairs in each arm and having to go up a big thing and be like, oh, I think it's just a little bit longer, guys. Just a little bit longer. You're right. Yes. That would be awful on that front.
Yeah.
But I would not require a beachside picnic. Like, I don't need a beachside picnic.
No. Yeah. You'd be on your fucking Yelp in the middle of the ocean. Like, hey, I found
they
a
don't
reef
have Yelp
with a good,
over there.
Well, I found a reef with a good pad thai on it. Let's go try it out.
That is actually exactly what I was doing. Like not so long ago. There's no Yelp in Thailand. Apparently there's no Yelp anywhere outside the US anymore. So you have to rely on TripAdvisor, which is real scary when you're like looking up restaurants, because it's always like Pam, who just learned what Facebook was, saying, oh yeah, no, I went to this wonderful restaurant. It was right there in the main drag, had an amazing burger and fries. I'm like, oh God.
Oh God, Pam. Her amazing burger and fries. Shut up.
She had to like fill out a review in order to get like a discount. So Pam, of course, filled it out. And then I'm like, ugh, I want my Yelp.
Yeah. Yelp's important. Never trust a Pam. So the captain announces that there's going to be a tasting menu, and I get to have that all night. You know what? It's going to be great to eat this time. Kevin, that would be great, wouldn't it, huh?
And, this time we'll work on presentation a little bit. And Kevin's like, so is the presentation all right for the last meal?
I wasn't impressed by it.
Yeah. You know what I'm impressed by? Ice cream that's been dehydrated and sent into space. All right? Now, I know I can't expect the world of you, kid, but make an effort. How about that?
I mean, in some ways, I was very impressed with your presentation because I swear to God, I've never seen a plate of invisible food before. I don't know how you pulled that off.
Invisible canned fish. Now, that's something.
That really is something. And you can just see Kevin reliving his childhood with Captain Lee. He's just yearning for his father's approval.
I know. He's like, Daddy! Daddy! I stole your car out the driveway. Did you even notice, Daddy?
Daddy, I made a cheesecake. Would you like to try it? Did you use ricotta or cream cheese? Cream cheese? Then it's not right. And I'm throwing it against the wall. But Daddy, go to your cave.
And he's like, well, I think I've pissed Captain Lee off the other way instead of the food way. His only retaliation is to hit me where it hurts. I was like, oh, grow up, you fucking baby. Everyone on this show is such a fucking baby this year. Stop your yapping, okay? You're old enough. You're bald, okay? You don't get to cry about your father anymore. It's over.
You know what? these people, when they come, they should be sitting there and you should be blowing their socks off. Like, literally, they should be sitting there in their underwear because you blew their socks off and their socks happen to be attached to their pants and shirts and other pieces of clothing minus the underwear.
Well, if you don't want an honest answer, I'm not the guy to ask. Want to ask anything else? Anything at all? Anything?
Do you love me, Daddy?
God damn it, you cream cheese lover. Get the hell out of here. Hey, learn what ricotta is, then try me again, all right, kid?
What about a ricotta and cream cheese blend? Not good enough. Damn it, Mr. Dobson.
Dun, 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 dun. Huge storyline coming to an end. Is everybody ready? The yes. Davits fixed. All right. Moving
do
on.
Kate, do you think that Kate pranks people? She just calls random people and says, huh? Hi, the Davits fixed and just hangs up. What?
Hi, is your refrigerator running? Well, why isn't your Davit fixed? You know what? That only makes sense to me, but it was worth it.
Hi, can I interest you in a credit card? Just kidding, the Davits fixed. She doesn't even laugh afterwards. She just hangs up the phone and eats a bonbon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Tanner and Abby are scrubbing something. And then Kate comes out and she's like, do you have a lighter I can borrow? You do, Tanner? Oh, my God, Tanner, you have two lighters? Wow. And so she goes inside and Tanner's like, whoa, yeah, that was so awkward now with Kate, right? It's so awkward now. It's like, how was that awkward? She asked for a lighter and you have one.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. He's like, you know, here's my plan. You know, I've done everything I can do. You know, my whole thing is I like to plant seeds, all right? So I plant seeds mainly because I want to fuck her, you know? But, like, the seeds I planted to grow a garden, they sort of garden died. So, you know, at this point, I just want to fuck her.
Yeah. Yeah. Real nice. He's like, yeah, yeah, I didn't mean it anyway. Just wanted to fuck her, huh? So then Abby is in the mess, and you just hear bloop, and then she looks at the text, and she goes, cute.
So yeah, then Jax goes, hey, babe, how's it going? She goes, cute.
With Patrick, I've been naive and stupid, thinking he's just my fuck buddy, but in reality, we have something special. Like, being around this many hot guys that, I mean, really aren't really trying that hard with me anyway, has made me realize, oh shit, I'm not attracted to anyone else. Also, I've thrown up on all of them, so yeah, I'm just gonna go back to the sailboat. Sailboat!
So, you heard it here first. Abby and Patrick engaged by default.
Yeah, didn't it seem like that? It's like,
well, you know, I wanted to play the field, then I realized it's not really that fun, so I'm just gonna go fuck the guy on the sailboat.
Yeah. So she's Abby's like sort of pacing around the boat, and then she encounters Simone and Courtney, who are in the kitchen, and she's like, guess what, guys? I got engaged tonight, and Courtney has the best reaction. She has a smile because she's already like doing like she doesn't even care in the first place. Like Abby could have said, "I have great news. I just found out that I'm the heir to a dynasty in Uzbekistan, and like I have thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to my name, and I'm buying lunch for everyone." And Courtney still would have been like, "I really don't care right now. I just." Would rather just look at my Instagram. But Courtney just has that like open face smile, like
this is the sound of her smile. I guess her jaw is on the floor. It's like a fake cheerleader smile. It is hilarious. And she just holds it.
Yeah, she's like, I know that if I collapse this smile right now, I'm just going to give her the biggest stink face, so I just have to have this big open smile right now and hold it for about 35 seconds.
But it's so bitchy because she never smiles. So it's like it's a very aggressive move on her part. So she just sits there with her jaw wide open and
inhaling judgment.
Yeah. Inhale judgment, exhale judgment.
Exactly.
So Abby's like,
yeah, he said he loved me the first time via text, and I was like, yeah, you too. And then he was like, you want to marry me? And I was like, okay.
And Courtney is like, oh, I'm so happy for you.
She's like, getting engaged on text. A guy you've been with 2 years telling you he loves you via text. Yeah, my eyes are rolling all the way off this boat.
And then they show her rolling him really fast.
I didn't get to finish my sentence. I'm so happy for you that you have such low standards for yourself. It must be so easy going through life that way.
Yeah, the secret to being happy is just not to really understand sadness. Am I right? So everyone's like, good night, good night. And so Abby and Kate are talking, and Abby comes in. She's like, so, yeah, the Greek captain is coming to Boston after I leave, and he's going to marry me. And Kate's like, shut up. She's like, yeah, no, seriously, shut up. Are you telling me a story right now while I'm trying to go to bed? Shut up.
Have you ever been, like, just about to fall asleep, and then you are, like, rudely awakened by, like, a Raggedy Andy doll? That's what this is like for me.
This is the saddest thing I've heard all day, and I literally heard someone say, I've pooped and it won't go down the toilet. Kate, will you help me? So you're giving me even a worse experience than that. Thanks a lot, loser.
This is the saddest thing I've heard all day, and I literally have been posting on my social media that a davit is fixed. This is happening.
It's like, millennials are so cute. It's not like, hey, look at me. I'm such a great proposer. You know, it's like, hey, want to get dinner later? Maybe, like, spend the rest of your life with me? Hey. So Kevin gets a call from his sister, and he's like, hi, man. And so he starts, now we really see Kevin's whole childhood, right? Like, he's really doing a good job of painting it. Because he's like, yeah, things were going great, but I'm feeling emotional, you know? Because I asked the captain how my food was, and he said, yeah, not so much. And there's no way you say something like that to your child, a chef, and expect him to stay around. Not me, anyway. A lot of people would have been like, fuck you, good luck with the next charter. And his sister's like, oh my God, you're not quitting another job. If you show up on my doorstep, I'm not opening the door. Yeah. You fucking pussy, okay?
Yeah. She's like, don't let the stress and in the bother get in the way of what you're doing. I was like, whoa, that accent.
The stress get in the way of what you're doing.
So now it's the morning. I'm sure Kate is, like, going crazy, like, waiting to have a, like, come face-to-face with Courtney so I can be like, oh, my God, did you hear about Abby? Oh, my God, right? Oh, my God, it's so ridiculous. Oh, my God, right, Kate? Yeah.
That was like an engagement extravaganza.
Towers of stupidity. That's what that was.
Towers of disappointment. Have fun.
So in the morning, Kevin has like a new, he has a new attitude. He's going to do a 10 course meal for the women and really show everyone what's going on.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to really impress that captain. Dot smears. Oh, fuck off. Like, he can't even commit to it for like 5 seconds. So Tanner is now sick. Everyone's just taking turns getting the poops and the barfs. So Tanner's now really sick. And he just says Jiminy Cricket a lot in barfs, is what I wrote.
Jiminy Cricket, I feel like shit, which was the original line of dialogue from Pinocchio, actually. When Pinocchio was turning into a donkey, he was like, Jiminy Cricket, I feel like shit. What am I, a donkey now?
Pinocchio, when he becomes a real boy, he just immediately gets the shits. It's like, Jiminy Cricket! So, Ashton...
That's what you wanted. Guess what? Sorry. But real boys get diarrhea, okay? You didn't know this because you were a puppet. But guess what? You're not a puppet anymore. You're a boy. And a boy has to poop, okay?
Okay, Jiminy Cricket.
Ramona is the new Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. It's like, listen, just going to give you some advice, okay? Your dad made shoes. It's such a loser job. Get a better dad. That's it. Said it. Sorry, okay?
Whoa. I heard it's not nice to say Geppetto anymore. No, it's not Geppetto. No, never mind, Ramona.
Listen, I met your dad, Gelato, and I said, you're not as good as ice cream. That's it. Sorry, right?
My favorite pasta is Geppetto, okay? When you wish upon a star, it doesn't matter where you are. Because when you wish upon a star, Mario comes back to you, okay?
But we're just friends. So Ashton is having a meeting with the crew. He's like, are we ready to smish it? And Abby's like, guess what? I got a text from my Greek bud. We're going to get married. I said, sure. So I'm getting married. And he's like, are you actually serious right now?
He's like, I just spent the night in the bunny pad trying to hook up with her, and now she's engaged. Sort of weird.
He goes, well, that changes things. So they're all going through provisions and stuff. And Kit goes, what's this, beef tongue? I thought it was a baguette. Which, no one needs your beef tongue. Put it away, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about beef tongue. I enjoy it. But I agree. I just would have liked Kit to have actually made a little sandwich for herself. Like, huh, turns out this baguette is actually beef tongue and the ham and cheese is some sort of eel.
So Tanner's still sick. Kevin's making gnocchi, which, you know, he keeps doing things that make me like him, which is weird because I shouldn't like him.
Real good.
It did. Yeah. That gnocchi's my favorite, and he calls it gnocchi, which I guess people do. I always say gnocchi, but who cares how you say it? It all eats the same. It's delicious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, you're making gnocchi from scratch. Well, this changes everything. And he's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? She goes, it means I'm going to need to eat a lot of it, okay?
And he goes, don't freak out, Mr. Dobson. That's his thing. He refers to himself a lot. It's most definitely not the voice of his father coming through to himself.
Yeah. 30 minutes
till showtime, kids.
So now the captain is just going to stalk Kevin, and it's hilarious. He won't leave the kitchen. He just keeps coming back in like, huh, so how you doing in here, goddammit?
Failure. Wop, wop. Come out of sight of failure. Okay, got that one out. Good job. Good job. Tried to get you there. Didn't get you, but good job.
Have you finished your homework? Because your mother and I are already disappointed in you.
Listen, I'm divorcing your mother, and it's the fault of this gnocchi's, all right?
I would be around more, but you are so stressful to raise, I think I'm going to spend most of my life in the kitchen. So that's where I'll be, away from you. And I'm not saying it's your fault, but if you'd like to interpret it that way, that'd be pretty cool.
So let's meet the guests. Here they come down the dock, and wow, they're a doozy. And they're my favorite kind of guests, who just sound like a late-night talk show.
Woo!
They are cheering, and then it cuts, and everyone's like laughing as the women approach, and then it cuts to Courtney just looking at them like,
"I wrote Courtney hateful look." Courtney hates them.
Can you feed them to a goanna?
And the captain's like, "We can still get away if we hurry." So they come on. They seem really nice, but you know. They're basically that group of girls at the nickel machines in Vegas. They're, like, way too drunk. And there's, like, they think they're saving money by being wasted at the nickel machine. Like, three of them are wearing veils, you know? Like, wedding veils.
They're basically our people.
Yeah, pretty much. They're our kind of girls.
Yeah. They're there. They're drunk. They're having a good time. And they're like, oh, my God, let's jump on the bed. And one girl gets on the bed to jump on and just immediately, like, bonks her head on the ceiling.
Literally me, the first thing I did when I went on a cruise. Hit my head. Yeah, those are our girls. So they're taking the tour. They've got a ton of bags. And Kit goes, so, ladies, this is where we're going to eat. And here, look, you know what? Here's some glasses of champagne. So now we can get this party started.
Woo! Woo!
And they just scream woo for another hour.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, one girl goes, I want to get wet. I was like, ugh. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. So then Tanner is still struggling with his with the poops. And then Kevin, Kevin does this a lot, and it's getting really annoying. Is he kind of like, takes things to a place where you're like, ugh, stop it, Kevin. Because he's making his gnocchi, and he's like, I always think about making gnocchi naked with a sexy lady and just, you know, relaxing with it. But now I'm thinking of Captain Lee and saying it's not good enough. I was like, I don't want to think of you with, like, cooking gnocchi naked and, like, your chest hair falling into it. It's just not.
And anyone who's ever made gnocchi before knows that that's not just something you cook naked. Like, it's not, you peel potatoes, you boil potatoes, you mash potatoes, you dry them out, you put them through a ricer, it's like a long process. You chill it. You make a dough out of it.
Ridges.
Yeah.
Make those snakes.
Yeah, it's not something you just, like, whip together naked with someone on your couch.
Yeah. I don't know what is a sexy thing to make while naked, but I just don't think gnocchi is. Maybe eating it, but, like, making it.
Yeah, it's sexy to order a pizza. Like, that's what's sexy. You don't need to be cooking naked. Kate's like, so, pan-fried gnocchi then? Because he's doing it in the fryer, which is not the correct way to really do it. But it looked delicious, I have to say.
Yeah, it was so good.
I will have that any day of the week.
I know. I was like, I want to make that. So then Ashton asked the ladies if they want water toys. They're like, yeah. And then he like walks away and his one girl goes, let me tell you something. I would tear that shit up. I was like,
it's gonna happen. She goes, it's gonna happen.
Then it cuts to Kate walking away going, so gross.
So then Ashton, Abby, come on, put the platform, the tramp, blah, blah, blah. And Abby's like, hey, ladies, yeah, look at those mountains. They look like a shift. Yeah, that's right. I'm from Boston. They're like, woo, she said it sounds like a dick.
First of all, by the way, so that island is like the most famous island, I think, in that area. These are the things that I learned, okay? When I went away on a little vacation, I learned all these things. That's called James Bond Island, okay? So it's just funny that they were like, what is that, when it's like the most famous thing? Also, and actually, if you look at the opening credits at Below Deck, you'll see it's the island that's in the middle of the opening credit, of like the logo. But also, when she said, yeah, I'm actually from Boston, the way those women screamed cracked me up. I had to like rewind it, watch it 5 times, because they don't just like scream like, woo! They are like, it is like the most deep guttural, you know, like their souls just became so happy that moment. They're like, yes!
Like flipping over cars in the street.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So Ashton's getting mad. He's like, what is she doing up there cheating like she has nothing else to do, getting married to some Greek guy right after the bunny paid? Courtney still doesn't like me. Like, he's getting super bitter.
Yes. And Brian picks up on it. He's like, well, I think that Ashton's coming down hard on Abby ever since the engagement, because I think that he's pretty jealous. You know what I'm saying? But I think Ashton has a point, because she probably has become super distracted once she became engaged, because then she thought, probably once she became engaged, she A, was like very happy, and B, was already starting to think, I'm going to be engaged. Why am I wasting time on this boat? I want to be with like my fiance. So she's already checked out.
Yeah, she checked out like 2 weeks ago. So basically, yeah, she's playing around with the guests and stuff, and he's getting frustrated. So then we cut to my favorite, Simone, doing laundry. So Kate comes down, she's like, hi, how's it down here in solitary? You ready to get out of the laundry hole? I can tell. Okay, I'll finish, and by finish I mean stare at the dryer go round and round until you get back. Okay, so go help Courtney open her mouth really wide and judge things. It'll be fun.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from her. What you do is, well, I'll let her teach you the tools of the trade, but it just involves a lot of, like, bulging eyes and looking off to the side. It's great. It's so fun.
So the ladies are like, let's jump off the boat. Who wants to jump with us? Tanner's barfing. I wrote, ladies jump, music stops, McCall dies. I'm just making up my own show. I just killed off McCall. The end.
McCall sank. No.
McCall literally sank. Now her name is McCall Sank.
McCall Sank. So Kevin and Kate are going over the dinner menu for the 10 courses. And he's being a real dick, because basically Courtney and Simone are talking nearby. And he's like, ladies, can we have a little bit of quiet in here? I'm really trying to focus here. La da 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 da. Which is like, I can't stand when people do that. So he's barking at them and just like going on about this menu. And Kate's like, yeah, sounds great. Oh, that's good. All right, great. Okay. You know, and she's like writing down everything. But, you know, she's just like doing doodles or like writing things like, Davit is fixed.
I hate
fixing
you.
Fixing the Davit.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Please die. Okay, is that
die.
It?
Please fix the Davit. Please break the Davit and fix it.
So he's like, do you think that's enough? All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a Bloody Mary mix, but it's going to be a Jell-O. That's going to stop the meal. It's like, okay. And then a tempura prom, then a lamb, then soup, then sorbet, then truffles, and then a finish. It's like, is that good? And she goes, no. I think 10's good. 10's strong. 10's strong.
That's true. Yeah. So now it's nighttime, and the cooking is in full swing, and he has Kevin's made some sort of garnish for the soup, and he goes, hey, look at this. Looks nice, doesn't it? Imagine that in your soup. And Kate goes, I can't wait.
I'm learning very quickly that every meal on this boat is a roller coaster of Kevin's ego. Okay, this is Kevin's boat. We're just all on it.
So then meanwhile, down in the laundry room, Courtney is in laundry hell. She's like, whose pants are these? Like, ugh, how does someone even remember everyone's pant size? What's this? Ugh, fourth laundry?
Who's a size 34? It's like, my ex-boyfriend did my laundry. I didn't do laundry. Ugh. So then Tanner checks in with Abby, and she's like, I haven't had one break today, and I've been up since 6. I can't get used to this. On a sailboat, we have, like, a paddleboard, and it's inflatable, and it stays that way. But, like, here, we deflate it, we inflate it, then we put the trampoline. Is this a jungle gym or a boat?
I'm like, well, the difference is that you're on a yacht, not a sailing boat, okay? So that's the difference, okay? So that's why you don't have just, like, one little paddleboard. I mean, she acts like she didn't know what she was getting in. She clearly did not know what she was getting into. I feel like it's, like, a not very interesting observation to be like, whoa, this is so much more work than a sailboat. It's like, oh, yeah, you think? We're on a yacht.
Yeah, every fucking time. She's like a lady who bred horses in the 1800s when cars came out. You know, she's like, oh, cars. Oh, people think, whatever happened to horses? It's like, okay, get over it, okay? Motors happened. You're going to survive this. Just stick with it. Just roll with it.
Yeah. So Ashton basically comes by and is like, all right, so after everyone's done with this, you can knock off Brew, which I only mentioned because Brew started to make a big comeback this episode. I mean, we had a lot last episode, but this episode was like, from this point on, it was like, everything was like, all right, Brew, how do you feel, Brew? Brew, I'm just trying to talk to you, Brew. Brew.
Yeah. Brew. So the captain's down there looking at Kevin work, or watching Kevin work, and he's like, what's up tonight, loser? I mean, how are things going, chef? And he's like, well, I'm doing a few things. He goes, yeah, I figured that one out.
Can't believe I sent you spending $30,000 a year at a school for you to tell me that you're doing a lot of things when you got a lot of things out there. Yeah, real smart.
All right, so this soup is called You've Disappointed Your Mother and She's Never Gonna Heal. God, sounds good. Sounds great. Sounds perfectly mediocre. Can't wait for them to taste that one, huh?
10 courses. That's a tough one. That's a big bite of the apple. Which at least meant that someone got to eat something. Don't know what that's like.
It's a big bite of that apple. God bless New York City, I'll tell you that much. So he's like, well, this is a Bloody Mary mix gel bowl. And I was like, I don't know if I'd open with that one with Captain Lee. Just put giant pieces of meat and potatoes on a plate, okay? Yeah. And just count the plates right. Let's just start there.
Yeah, because Kevin's like, when did Captain become so interested in the feud? Kate's like, I think when you decide to make 10 amazing courses, you did do 10, right? I know numbers are a little bit of a challenge for you, right? Right. I'm sure you probably disappointed your father many times, right, with your inability to do basic fundamental math, right?
So they start to serve the food to the ladies, and they're having their carrot ginger soup, and one of the ladies is like, salty, nutty, and they just all start laughing. I love a good group of basic girls.
Yeah. And so I started writing down with the courses initially, and then I just stopped. But, like, it started off after that Bloody Mary dressing thing. There was, like, that soup, and then a homemade brioche with a foie gras, and then a lamb loin. And then there's, like, a taco thing, and Kevin's like, and that's what you call a taco, Brew. I was like, oh, Brew. Strong use of Brew. Way to, like, drive home the taco point with a good Brew to follow it.
Yeah. So then Abby's on the phone with her fiancé. It's like The Notebook. So she's like, hi, so we're going to get married. And he's like, yeah, I'm very happy to marry you. She's like, yeah, we'll sail away. And, like, if we get a divorce, like, it'll just be a breakup. We'll be like, oh, well.
Yeah. If we get a divorce, it'll just be a breakup. And, you know, be like, all right, it was nice. And he's like, and if we get a divorce in how many years or whatever, or months or days, those will be the best years or days or hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, ah, that was sweet. So then we go to Chorizo King Mushrooms. Why did I write that? Oh,
because that's the next dish is
chorizo with king mushrooms. And someone's like,
oyster mushrooms.
Yeah, Courtney's like, I thought they were oyster mushrooms. And Kevin's like, yeah, sorry. She's like, ah. It's like an iron that never turns on.
You know that, like, later on when she and Kate are talking in the bunk, she'll be like, and then later on he was, you know, he was saying it was like a king mushroom, but, like, it was obviously like an oyster mushroom. Like, part of me thinks that he was, like, trying to make us fail, but, like, I don't know. Like, who does that?
Is he grifting us this whole time?
Yeah.
He's like Mila, just, like, faking it the whole time.
Yeah.
So Courtney goes, when I think of my last meal on Earth, which I actually think about often, it's 10 courses. And that's the only time I want 10 courses. Too much.
I love that she has, like, a critical note about her own final meal.
Yeah. Like,
really, Courtney? 10 courses? So now the girl... So, like, Ashton comes by at one point, and this girl's, like... They're all, like, eyeing him, and they're horny, and she's, like... She basically is, like, you know, I wouldn't be disappointed if some striptease happened. So, of course, Kate loves this, and so she tells Ashton, you know, basically, the girls want a striptease, and he's, like, oh, well, I've hung up my G-string, which we know means that shirt's coming off in 2 seconds.
Yeah, and he's so competitive because they're like, woo, when Brian passes, and then he passes and they stop. And he's like, you better say woo to me too. And they're like, ha ha.
That's right.
Of course, now he's going to drop all his pretense about not wanting to be a stripper anymore so he can beat Brian at something.
Yeah, and as soon as Kate suggests it, he starts, like, undulating his hips, like, back and forth. Like, he can't even stop it. And the camera just zooms in. It's just, like, his crotch.
Yeah, when he goes, I hung up my G-string, she's like, your mouth is saying no, but your pelvis is saying yes. So.
So they serve dessert and everything. And then they're like, and here's Ashton. He's your 11th course. And, of course, he just starts grinding on that lady. Mm-hmm.
And guess what they do? Woo. Yeah. So he does this weird strip thing where it's like a TED talk. He's like, all right, I need a volunteer. I'm going to show you some fundamentals to remember when giving a lap dance. It's like, wait a minute, stay on your red carpet, sir. That little red carpet you have
listen,
to stand on.
I would not object. Give me the TED talk too. Make it educational as well as sexy.
Yeah. So Courtney is watching behind him with her mouth wide open, like, oh my God. And he just keeps on. And Kate goes, you can take the boy out of the strip club dance group, but you can't take the strip club dance group out of the boy. Do we need to do that again? Because I really like saying it. Strip club dance group. Strip club dance group.
She really got specific on that one.
Strip club dance group.
It was strip club.
The David is fake strip club dance.
Have you ever seen a David in a strip club? It's actually pretty sexy.
A David grows in strip club Brooklyn. So that was fun. You want me to repeat
that? I was in that in eighth grade. was what I was in. That was my play. Did I talk about that before in the podcast?
Yep, you sure have. The musical where it's like an invisible dream world. What is that called? Buttersnatch.
Brigadine.
Brigadine. Buttersnatch.
Buttersnatch. Buttersnatch. It's this part of New Jersey that appears every 13 years. And you go there and you'd be like, hey, look at this cool town on the shore. And you go there and you're like, oh my God, they play the best house music. But you better find someone that you fall in love with otherwise because they're not come back for another 13 years. Yeah.
Ugh, that girl's hideous. She's a buttersnatch.
Buttersnatch. Brigadine. I played Archie Beaton, the father of Harry Beaton. And I was the one who would say in the beginning, Yerin Brigadine. Very, very important role because if I weren't there, you never would know what town these people were.
You'd have been like, is this musical called Poughkeepsie? No.
Like, I'm trying to look this up on Google Maps, but it doesn't actually work here.
Yerin Brigadine.
I'm on TripAdvisor. Pam from TripAdvisor says there's a very good burger shack here. Is anyone familiar with it?
There's a good burger shack on that island that looks like a dick. All right.
Brigadoon Island. Hey, it's not there anymore. That's weird. Yes, but I was in Atrigo's in Brooklyn. I did not have a specified... I had a role that was created for me by the teacher. And I like to say it was a bespoke role. In the beginning of the show, I would come out and say, apples, pencils, only a nickel, mister.
So you're saying your parents donated a lot of money to that school, basically. They're like, Ben, we're inventing a role for you. Okay.
Basically, what they would do is, because they had to give everyone a role, but there was obviously more kids than roles. So, like, I was Newsy number 3, and I had, like, one singing line, and that was it.
Everyone gets a goddamn trophy.
Everyone gets a goddamn participation medal. You know what it's called? Have talent. And if you're not as good as the tree, then get out of Brooklyn.
All right. So Kevin is still trying to prove what?
Nothing. Go on.
Kevin's like, I've got to prove myself to Daddy tonight. All right. So then the girls are like, they can't walk. They're basically like the big bad wolf who ate Goldilocks. Like, he's fed them so full. They're like, we're going to bed. Bye.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Brian has been in the kitchen flirting with Courtney, and Ashton goes outside. He's like, why are the floors not mopped, Brew? So he basically is getting, now Ashton's getting really annoyed. He's like, he's lolly-eyed for Courtney, munching on Kevin's leftovers. That's not what a deckhand's supposed to do, Brew. Mm-hmm. So then Ashton and Brian have a big Brew fight where he's like, Brew, I come out here. It's not even washed, Brew. And he's like, well, Brew, I haven't washed it yet because I haven't gotten around to it. I was going to do the after deck last, but Brew, you need to do this now and not be in the kitchen, Brew. But Brew, I was going to get to it. You're acting like I'm not going to brew it up, but I'm brewing it up right now. Whatever, Brew.
Yeah, that was a very good reenactment of their fight. It's like, I'm mad. And how dare you say that to me? How dare you? I work hard. You work hard? I work hard. Brew, brew, brew.
I'm somewhere in the middle there, brew, brew, brew. Somewhere in the middle, Brian said, like, you're being unfair, Ashton. I'm being unfair. How could I be unfair? I'm just saying you should be doing your job, and I'm being unfair right now. I can't believe you called me unfair. So it was like then he was like an angry at being called unfair, and then Brew and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's like, I've got a silver dollar up my cornhole right now. It's going to earn us $20,000 tomorrow. How is that unfair?
And then Brian's like, we're supposed to be a team here. Well, that's my exact point, Brian. We are supposed to be a team here, and you're saying I'm unfair. I work really hard, though. I missed a few things. I'm sorry, I'm not perfect. Oh, it's simple stuff, Brie. Simple stuff, Brie.
So then the next morning, you know, people are doing morning things. A lady's getting her neck cracked really hard. And Simone's back in laundry. And, you know, Ashton's joking with the captain about his epaulets being so heavy.
Comes with the territory, goddammit.
And then Abby gets a text, and she's like, ah, cute. It's like they're really trying to work with Abby here, but she's not giving them much, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, my God, you're going to get engaged. This is going to be the best Bravo wedding storyline. She's like, I got engaged.
Yeah, she's really hoping for that Bravo spinoff, maybe. Maybe she'll get, like, a four-episode wedding special.
Abby and Patrick sailing to the altar coming soon.
Waiting for the wind to blow. The Abby and Greek guy story.
Greek guy story. Sponsored by Oikos.
Abby and Zorba. So Kate and Kevin are talking, and she's like, Kevin tells her, all right, let them know that I made that granola with sweat and blood. And she's like, I think I'll add tears. Yeah. How about that? And yeah, he's like, don't do that. That would be just me crying weirdly. And she goes, all right, then I'll say, with my tears as a garnish. Okay, can we settle on that? Great, thanks.
Can we just say, how about you made it with sweat and the disappointment from your father? Yes, how about that?
So then at breakfast, those ladies are still making those crazy sex jokes when
someone's like horning out over his cream.
Yeah, she's like, I'd rather have his cream. Oh my God, that's what she said.
Yeah. And then down in the crew mess, there's awkward tension between Ashton and Brian because they're bros, but they had a fight last night. So they're making like little small talk, and Ashton's like, oh, I see you're eating a little croissant. Like, they're making croissant Brew small talk. But then Ashton, then they have like a really sweet like moment where Ashton's like, you know, I think I may have come down a little hard on you last night, and I think that what I'm trying to say is that, like, if I made it sound like you're not a good worker, I'm sorry I give you that impression, but you're actually a very good worker, and I'm just saying, Brew, you got my back up a little bit, Brew. You hear that? That's unfair, Brew, and Brew.
Listening is hard.
That's what she said.
Like, all right, ladies, calm it down over there. So, hey, let's see what Tanner's up to. He's barfing and pooping at the same time. Fun times. Yep. So then Tanner's like, you know, I'm still shitting. I just want to sit around and watch cartoons, all right? I'm a big cartoon fan. Shocker! Shocker!
Who would have thought? That's really going to turn Kate on, by the way. Make sure you mention that to her. You watch Rick and Morty. She's going to love that. Oh, Rick and Morty. Well, two people at least have some ambition.
I think those are two people that Richard killed. But whatever.
Do they know how to use a davit? No? Okay.
So then Kate is calling up Simone to meet, and she's like, okay, Simone, hello. So tonight, since we're not doing a 10-course menu, I'm going to have Courtney show you service so you can do lates. And she's like, I've got a lot to learn about service. I'm ready for service. I've never seen somebody so excited to, you know, pour some waters.
I know. She was so excited. Like, she had, like, a tray, and she stepped out, like, oh, I'm here. I have arrived.
Yeah. So Kate's so like, here's a tray of drinks. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to carry this tray, and this, it has drinks on it. So you're going to go outside and give them the drinks. She's like, oh, I've got this. And then she gets up to the door, and she's like, how do I open the door? OMG! Yeah. OMG!
I was doing so well. Damn it, Simone. So in the crew
Simone
mess,
loves saying things like OMG and WTF. Anything that she could use word letters for, yeah.
She basically is like Siri. She's going to spell out when necessary. So down in the crew mess, there's more tension with Ashton. And he wants to call out. I mean, Brian was the one who messed up last night, but he also really wants to call out Abby without putting her too much on the spot. So he's like, well, everyone, you know, there's just, you know, everyone in the group needs to be more detail oriented. Some of us have our heads in the clouds and, you know, those red clouds, big red clouds that should be bundled up a little bit higher and gathered together a little bit. Some of those have our head in the clouds, but we just have to get better. And of course, Abby can tell that it's like directed at her.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, we're not all Ashton, so we can't expect all of us to be like him and do exactly as he does. I'm like, yes, that's actually what you should be doing, because he's the boss and telling you exactly how to clean the boat.
Yeah, and put your hair back, by the way. So Abby and Tanner are talking, and she's like, do you think he had the same conversation with Brian, or like, was that a conversation about talking to us? And he's like, I don't know. I think they talked about it, but I don't think it was designated towards us. I just said designated. Don't know why or how it fits exactly, but I said it. Tell your friends. I like cartoons. That's it.
You ever see Punky Brewster, but the cartoon version?
God, I remember that. I was like, I remember Punky being a kid Booster. And just being like, what a mess.
She had like an alien friend in her backpack. It was weird.
Mm. So then, Dora. Yeah. Oh, God, an oldie, but just an oldie. It wasn't really good. Let's not lie. Okay? I gave that a very bad review as a child, and I stand by it.
Wow, you really came hard for Punky Brewster the Animated Series.
Yeah, I'm not going to stand for that. Okay, Soleil Moon. Fry, ma'am. Also, Fry's is closing. Horrible news.
Is it
sorry,
really?
Fry's.
I mean, inevitable. It's that's the world we live in these days. Yeah. Really, though?
I went in there and I was looking for a sale because they're closing, and there was no one there. It's like, hello? Hello? Anybody?
Did you go to one in Burbank that has like the spaceship in it?
No, I was in one in Texas. They're all kind of the same. Okay. So, anyway, sorry, Fry's. Gonna miss you. Not you, Soleil Moon. You can just fuck right off. Okay, so Kevin is making scallops and prepping fish. And so he's like, God, I've been prepping fish for like an hour. And someone goes, oh, I had to deal with raw fish. I was like, shooketh. And he goes, shooketh? And she goes, yeah, shooketh.
He's like, get it together, Mr. Dobson.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. He just looks at her like she's just making shit up, you know?
Yeah. So now Abby is sulking around. She's unhappy on the boat. She doesn't like the vibe. And Brian basically is like, well, listen, this happens on charters. Like, you'll have low points and you'll have high points. And this is normal. So, like, don't overthink this. And in the meantime, Courtney is, like, right nearby. You always know when someone's listening in. Because you might not see them listening in, but the producers always cut to someone frantically running up a staircase. So, like, in the middle of this conversation, all of a sudden you see Courtney going up a staircase. And so she immediately goes to Kate, and she's like, so I was downstairs, and, like, apparently Abby was saying she doesn't really like this job.
Yeah. She's saying she's depressed. And Kate goes, she just got engaged. You know, that's a lot of emotions. It's a lot of emojis. Well, listen, look, you're not depressed. You're just a rat. Am I right? Is that true? She's like, yes. Just, I know. Yeah.
Courtney, like, you can just imagine Courtney had, like, that big open smile. But then this time, it wasn't to be to pass judgment. It was like, you said that so well, Kate.
Yes. You really nailed that one, Kate. It's like, yeah, I know.
I know. You're going to be just like me someday.
So she's like, okay, lunch at 1:30. What am I doing with my life? I don't even know.
Yeah. So Simone's pouring beers because she's learning the ropes of service. And she really has a ways to go because she pours like four beers and she pours the beer directly into the glass. And of course they get the huge head. And so she's like, they're all so foamy. And Courtney's like, why don't you try tilting the glass?
Yeah, she's like, no, they're okay. It's okay.
They'll just take
a while. They'll calm down. She's like, they'll calm down.
Courtney's like, amateur.
Amateur hour. That's a real beer head extravaganza you're working on over there.
Towers of Chang beers. So now there's like some jet skiing stuff, and Abby is like, not being very helpful on the deck because it's really hot and she has ginger skin and it can burn. And then like Brian is trying to like do something with the slide and she's like not pushing where she should be pushing or pulling, and he basically tells her that she's not focused.
It's like, I am focused, I just don't know what you're asking of me. Man, it's not a sailboat.
Yeah. And so then she goes downstairs and cries and is like, you know, she wants to leave. She's like, I'm always so happy. And when I'm not happy, I just want to go to the next place. So,
and I'm an overeater when I'm not happy. And, you know, don't try and pull that fucking storyline with me, thin person, okay? That's like when Kevin Bacon's wife, I'm sorry to call her that. I just couldn't think of her name.
Kira Sedgwick.
Yes, that show The Closer, which I used to love. She's like, oh, look at me. I'm an overeater. That's my plot point. Look at me eating muffins. It's like, you're as big as a fingernail. Please stop with this storyline, Kira Sedgwick. And you too, Abby, okay? I'm not buying you. Like, I'm just a normal girl who's just overeating all day. No, you're not, okay?
No. Yeah, you're not. You're not.
Stop trying to take it.
Seriously.
Stop trying to take the storyline.
Exactly. So that was the cliffhanger. Is Abby going to quit? I mean, she might. Who knows? So we'll have to wait until next week to get the deets on that. But in the meantime, why don't you guys all come join us in Tampa and or Fort Lauderdale? We're going to have so much fun talking about New Jersey and Dallas there. You do not want to miss it. We always have a really great time, and we think it'll be a really fun audience. And my aunt and uncle are going to be at one of the shows. So that's really fun and exciting.
What?
So, yeah, that's right. Uncle Michael and Aunt Cheryl, they're both going to be at the Fort Lauderdale show. So if anyone wants to meet some of my family, come by and meet Aunt Cheryl and Uncle Michael.
Wow.
We're going to have a really fun time. So, you guys, we'll be back. We'll be back, I guess, mañana or later. I don't know. Next up is Orange County. And until then, get your tickets and talk to you later.
Bye.